Good afternoon to you. It is Tuesday, April 30th at 2:49 p.m. There's a lot of stuff about to happen. Maybe, let's see, let me get that focus to work. There we go. I think that's good. Testing out a new mic setup. Don't know if this is going to work well or not. Don't know if it's working right now, to tell you the truth, but just trying something different. Why not? It's the off season. I can do that. Hope you are well. Hope you have not been too stressed out about what I'm about to talk about. But Matt Painter may have some concerns as the portal is about to close. At the end of the day today, at midnight today, I believe the NCAA men's basketball portal closes. And I use the picture of or the reference of to Alfred E. Newman in the photo of today's quick cast, because it doesn't seem from the outside to the untrained eye that it doesn't seem that's good. Thank you. Somebody just told me that I sound like a radio guy. That's good. That's a really good compliment. I'll take that any damn day. But it doesn't seem like Matt Painter and Purdue's staff and Purdue's basketball program in general are worried from the outside. A couple national outlets have expressed concern for Purdue's situation. They brought it up because that's what they do. They've got big hearts, and they've got Purdue and Matt Painter and all of us clad in gold and black. Well, not today for me, but clad in gold and black. They got our interest in mind. But you may not be worried, and the reason you're probably not worried, I'm guessing, is because of what just happened last season. Purdue just was very countercultural this season and got all the way to the national championship. And granted, like I said the other day, Zach Edey is a difference maker. Zach Edey is a different bird. He's a guy that can gloss over a lot of issues. But Purdue looked pretty good in spite of the fact they didn't rely heavily on the portal to build the roster, in spite of the fact they didn't have a bunch of old guys on the roster. In fact, they really only had one guy that was older than the average college basketball player in Lance Jones. And Painter seems to really value the grad transfer in this day and age. And so why isn't Painter worried? Well, there's a couple reasons Painter isn't worried. As we quickly approach the deadline, as we quickly look at the fact that Purdue has 13 scholarship players for 12 scholarship spots, the reason Painter isn't worried, he keeps saying this stuff all works itself out. And I think what he really means to say is we find a way to make this work out. We have conversations that are honest with our players. We have open dialogue with these guys, make sure everybody has their spot and understands where they need to be. And in the past, if there's a guy that looked like he may not have as much playing time as he was hoping for at this point in his career, Painter would try to find him a place to land. There are a couple things that we need to think about. In spite of the fact that the portal closes, Purdue doesn't really need to announce what they're doing. So maybe there's already a plan in place. I hope there's already a plan in place. I think there's already a plan in place because Purdue has been really methodical, really logical when it comes to the usage of scholarships and how they've made sure that the roster has been built. So my guess is, although we don't know what's happening, maybe something's happened in the last 15 minutes as I prepared to do this. Maybe something's already happened. But we don't know what's coming. That's the big thing. We don't know what's coming. And a lot of people, whether it's on Knucklehead or Twitter or other places, are guessing what they think is going to happen, but we simply don't know. We don't know who the player is that's going to be holding the short straw or has already been named to say, okay, hey, it's time to do something different, time to change your career path, time to maybe go to a walk-on status for somebody. We don't know the answer to this. We will soon. I think we will within the next couple of weeks, but Purdue already knows, and Matt Painter already knows, and Purdue's assistant coaches and the roster, I'm sure, already know. And the reason I think they already know and they're already okay with it, nobody's come public and badmouthed anybody. This is one thing that's been really, really good about Purdue athletics the last few years. It's been managed pretty darn well, where if there's an internal issue, they handle it internally. And then we hear about it after the fact, or maybe we don't ever hear about it at all, whether it's football under Jeff Brohm and it's continued with Coach Walters, or basketball with Matt Painter. These things don't become public. They don't become big issues. And it's been really, really nice to be a part of an athletic department where this stuff has happened. Now, does that mean everything's ideal behind closed doors and everybody's getting exactly what they want? No, it can't be that way. And I think if you go back months and months, when Painter's decided to sign such a big class or oversign such a big class, he knew that there were some changes coming. Number one, he knew Morton and Gillis and Edie, he knew they were all gone. But after that, he didn't quite know what was going to happen to this roster. And he looked at it and he said, okay, we've got too many scholarships to keep things going. I don't know what the NCAA says about having a player on an NIL deal and not having them on scholarship. To me, it seems like a really easy solution to just say, yeah, the name and image likeness being used in this case would be brilliant, right? You say, okay, you got a guy who's down at the end of the bench who has a scholarship. He's earned the scholarship. He's worked hard. Paint spoke highly of all these guys that were on the scout team all season. I don't think he's ever been in a position where he wants to edge one of these guys out. There have been previous seasons where you looked at the roster and you're like, okay, that guy probably, it's probably time for him to go. It's probably time for him to move on. But it doesn't feel like that's what this roster is. It doesn't feel like that's this situation. And because of that, it might not be perfect. But I do trust, and this is probably why Purdue fans aren't stressed out about this. Most of us are not stressed out about it, because we just trust that things have worked out well because Purdue has planned well. They have communicated well with the team, and the roster has been built in a way that these guys that have been here have wanted to be at Purdue, number one, and when they've decided to move on, it's worked out pretty well. In fact, I always note the guys that transfer out and go someplace else, you'll always see them back a year, 2 years, 3 years later as still part of the Purdue family. Bridges don't get burnt very regularly, especially for upperclassmen that decide to go on and play at another place. They tend to come back because they're welcomed back, right? So let's hope that continues. I wish I had more of an answer for you guys. I don't think anybody outside of the Purdue basketball family, I mean the Purdue basketball family, I mean the inner circle in the program, really know the answer of what's coming in the next hours or days, but we'll know soon enough. And this is what the summer doldrums are for, after all, right? This is something to talk about when it seems like there's nothing to talk about. Thanks to you guys who are tuning in live. There's a couple of you, more than a couple of you, and I really appreciate that. I'll read some comments here. Olive Jazzer says, you sound like a radio guy. Not bad. So that is really kind stuff. I don't know if I've ever sound like a radio guy. People might say that about J Money, not me, but appreciate it. John Harrell says, Deep V. Yeah, we got to get the Deep V. It's the summer of the Deep V. Thank you for noticing, John. I appreciate it. I like a V-neck. I get a lot of disagreement on this. My son tells me it's not the greatest look. It's pretty good when you don't have a neck. And as I've gotten older, my neck has become less and less. But even back in college, I didn't have much of a neck then, or much of a difference between my shoulders to my ears. That, you know, when you wear a collared shirt, sometimes that's a problem. That'll get right there. I had to do that this week. A good friend of ours had a death in their family, and I had to wear a suit. I don't love suits, but thanks for noticing, John. Ryan Michael Anthony Harrington says, hammer down. You too, Ryan. Paul S. Class 88 says, sounds good. Lighting off a bit. Okay, so the lighting it's part of the experiment as well. We'll see how this goes. There's a lot I could do with the lighting, but I try to keep it as simple as possible. The big thing, more than the lighting, it's the focus. And I'll go back and review and see what this looks like. If it's picking up this, or if it's focusing here, I really don't know the answer to that. We'll see. I like the fact, so with the old mic setup, I couldn't really see the corner of my screen, and it became a problem. I'd have to lean around. I noticed it became a big problem on a recent podcast, so trying to do something different. Thank you, though. Floppy Days Podcast says, what a problem to have. No one wants to leave. Exactly. What a tremendous position Purdue basketball is in right now, in that they've got players that love to be part of the program. What a great situation. And that all comes down to the culture. It's been Matt Painter has gotten the right guys in place and built an incredible group of guys that all seem to get along. They want to be playing with each other and they want to be within the system. It's pretty awesome. By the way, I just saw a picture, a prom picture of one of the incoming recruits. And I can't believe how big these human beings are. It's not even Jacobson, who's the tallest incoming recruit, but they're big. They're big. And size has been something Purdue has recruited. They've obviously recruited a lot of size, a lot of skill, and a lot of shooting. And I don't think this class is going to be any different. In fact, I think there's a lot of that coming in. So a really, really good place to be. Boiler Bugle says in a work meeting, ugh. So can't enjoy it live. Boiler Bugle, and maybe you can. Maybe you're good enough at doing two things at once, covertly. But if you can't, it'll be here. You'll be able to review it. So that's a good thing. Floppy Days podcast says, really thought Waddell would transfer. I think that's the general consensus. I will tell you, I think the reason that that's not happening is because his personal life, he's got a pretty good deal. His girlfriend or fiance, serious girlfriend, whatever, is also an athlete at Purdue. And I think he wants to stay near her, and more power to him. I hope I hope his scholarship's there. There's going to be some creativity happening if that's the case. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't think anybody should presume anything, though. I just don't think you should. I don't think it's right for us to do it. I know it's easy to do, and it's easy to say connect dots that aren't really connecting yet. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Ben Carnahan, how are you? Ben and I met in Phoenix. Did you get a better audio setup? Sounds nice. Hey, Boiler Dad. Okay, so I'll tell you two things. One, same mic I've been using for well over a year. But there's a mixing tool that I just figured out. And so I messed around with my levels, got to the place I think it should be. So audio is the same equipment, but the software is better. So hopefully that works. And also I put it in a different place so you can see it. I'm using my flag for my old mic. If you guys have been around since the days where I was actually producing content and going through and editing the video. So this goes back a little ways, but I like the BS being the right side up. That's all. Let's see. Floppy Bidet's podcast has great opportunities elsewhere. Yeah, there's tons of places to go where guys can find a chance to play a lot of minutes. But this is part of the magic. I think some of these guys value some things more than basketball. That's okay. That's okay. And I get it. And at a certain age, maybe some people say, you know what? I'm not going to be a pro or whatever. So I'm starting to focus on what I'm going to be as a pro. What am I going to do for a living? What's my life outside of basketball going to look like? Meaning if you've got a wife or a fiance or a serious girlfriend or family, whatever the circumstance, some of these guys may be thinking bigger things already. So again, I'm not going to disparage anybody for it. Floppy Days podcast, another good theory. And I think we can talk about these more openly now. This was the one that I thought, Cox to prep school, I think is a good thing that you'd say, okay, this makes sense. The problem is, does he want to do it? Painter's always been big about if a guy wants to redshirt or is willing to redshirt, you redshirt him. If he's not willing to redshirt, doesn't want to, you don't do it. I would assume in this situation, especially since guarantees have been made to the incoming freshman, that Painter really doesn't want to put himself in a position where he didn't tell somebody the truth. This is where it gets a little sticky, because he has always been known as a guy who's very, very, very honest to recruits. In fact, one of the stories he told was that one of his assistants said, you can't continue to be this honest for this long because we're going to lose out on a lot of recruits. Anyway, let's see. Anita Beamverse says, I really like the hanging microphone. Just think it looks cool. Cool. Well, good. Well, one of the big things that's cool about it is it's gold, and I love gold. And I love this microphone. I've had opportunities to buy a better, higher quality, more expensive microphone, and I've stayed away from it. Because the gold, man. So I'm with you. I like it. So the Well Ministry says, oh no, we have too many good players. Exactly. This is such a horrible, horrible situation. Here's the thing, Purdue fans. We can all stay cool right now because we know that there is going to be a very, very good existence for the Purdue basketball team. Your favorite squad is going to be in really good position next season. The problem is this transition right now. What does this look like and what happens next? I'm going to stay tuned. Midwest Toker says BS logo upside down on the mic. Now, yeah, so that's what I have. That's what I got the flag up there. Yeah, this is something I got to work with. I might have to take that off and rework it. So it's obviously not built in. Need a little more bass. Okay, so that's a problem with me. My voice is not the deepest voice. So, yes, I agree. I do need a little more bass. Ron Gable says, isn't Cox already at a prep school? Yes, he is, Ron. And so, boy, I don't know how this works. I'm just going to plead ignorance here. I just don't know. And I have not heard of anybody who's truly in the know say anything that tells me any different than what I already know. And I've read up and tried to figure it out. And if you guys hear something, see something, whatever, say it in the comments of this post or say it on Twitter and we can start a conversation. But I will beg you guys to be different than many message boards and not put conjecture in there, not put guessing in there. My brothers, cousins, whatever, when it's really not a firsthand account, I don't want that stuff in here. I don't think it does anybody any good. So that's my only caveat. You can do what you want. You're grown people, but I would prefer it not to be here. That's all. I'd like us to be better as the BS community. Just my opinion. Ted Berge says, running late. Glad to be here. Glad you're here, Ted. Well Ministry says, hire Dowd for your next wedding or bar mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah, I can spin the steel wheels. There's no doubt. Ted Berge says, I wonder how the oversigning will impact our recruitment of Trent Sicily. Yeah, it sounds like he's a heavy Purdue lean, right? From what I understand. But this breaks one of my rules, Ted. I don't talk about recruiting until they're signed. I try not to. But yeah, I'm aware of what's going on. I just don't like it. And the fact that we're in this era now where somebody can sign and then leave before you even get to know them. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough right now. Nathan Dolan says, is there a Big Ten Conference tourney Purdue's going to next year? Is there a Big Ten Conference tourney Purdue's going to next year? I don't know. You mean, is there a pre Big Ten conference tourney Purdue's going to next year? They have some classic they're going to, but it's nothing like what it was last year. It's not a Maui type thing. So, they have something they're going to, but it's not big as of now. I would think though, the fact that they went to the finals would bring some heat. Some brand heat, as they say in some circles. We'll see. We'll know more soon. But I do know the official schedule hadn't been released yet, though. Ted Berkey says, if someone goes the prep school route, we won't have room for Trent. Yeah, there's a lot of things that can happen before that. So they'll make room for Trent. That's the big thing. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. Karen Gerlach says, wishing the best for Mason and Ethan. Thanks, Boiler Dowd, for the live chat as it makes Boring Week get better. You're welcome. I'm going to try to put out one quick cast a week, and I'm going to try to do them 20 minutes or less. And I think when there's not a lot to talk about, it might be easy for me to do this 20-minute thing, and I hopefully will have a big announcement regarding the Boiled Sports feed and what we're doing. I've been hinting at this. Nothing's final yet, but could be kind of exciting. And hopefully we'll be on a bit of a growth season. That's all I can say about it right now. But if that happens, I'm going to try to do something at least once a week, if not a couple a week, couple quick casts a week. So we'll see. Nemanja Chalison is here. I have been working with Cardinal and Breeze to secure a bag that will bring Newman back to West Lafayette. Yes, that's great, Nemanja. I appreciate that. That's always good to know that alums like you and Drew and Brian Cardinal are all getting together, singing Kumbaya and putting the NIL collective up in the front of things. So that's awesome. So I think that's all we got for today. And look at that, a tidy sub 20-minute quick cast, like a real quick cast. The history of it, like I told you, it used to be quick. And so maybe it'll get back to being a summertime quick cast, an actual quick cast. Regardless, I appreciate all you who tuned in live and are tuning in on delay as well. That's good. But this is my goal. My goal is to have a quick cast, and maybe I'll even get a little bit more disciplined with when I'm posting them or when I'm streaming them, better yet. I don't know. One can hope, one can dream. So regardless, thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great afternoon. God bless you. Hammer down. We'll see you soon.